This is a continuing episode about the film The Xenophobes. The series started at episode 342.
Mommy's an angel of peace. She will stop the fighting.
You've got a husband and two kids. And Cottrell is...
I'm Lancer Kind. I co-wrote a science fiction film called The Xenophobes. It's about a crew of astronauts who traveled 60 years to make first contact with an alien civilization. And things, didn't go the way anyone expected. Not for the characters, and honestly, not for the people who made the film either. We shot this film during a pandemic. Our lead actor flew from Moscow to Manhattan, Kansas, through borders that were closing behind her. Our director was also our cinematographer and our editor, and the story we ended up telling feels even more relevant now than when we wrote it. These are some of the folks who brought this film to life. They were the actors, the director, support staff, and the technical staff. In this episode, we're going to hear from Nancy Stover, one of the many people who support our filmmaking by organizing and doing things for our production. Hey, Nancy, tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself. Tell us about what you do on the film.
Okay, well, I'm a person, human, and I intend to stay that way. And that's one of the goals that is very hard to achieve in this day and age of moving into systems and corporations and yet trying to care for individual people. This is a very uplifting film to be part of. Well, I was just asked, friendship-wise, totally coincidental, that a friend had gone to one of Hal's other productions. It was his documentary about the city of Manhattan.
Oh.
The name of it was called Altruism, and it was his thank you to Manhattan for the goodness that they had shown, I guess, to one another, and especially to him when he had a tragedy in his life. He lost his home to a fire. Everyone was so kind to him. I don't know the exact content of that film, but the title that I heard about drew me to Hal and to his work, to what he wants to say through his art. And a friend of mine did go to it and told me about it. And she also said she'd made friends with the director afterwards. She's a very chatty person, and I was very impressed that this was a director who could come out and afterwards and be a human, you know, and talk with people. And so they became fast friends, based on a joke that they both knew and based on the fact that they both were first children, firstborn. She's Oriental, and that's very, very important to an Oriental, where you are in the family. Mm-hmm. And I also happen to be firstborn. She thought the three of us must really have a lot in common. And therefore, when she called him on impulse one day, because it was a Tuesday, and there had been a Tuesday in the joke they had shared, that was her reason for calling him on a Tuesday, which was no reason at all, just impulse. Turned out that he'd lost his production manager and was telling her that, and she said, why don't you call Nancy?
Nancy, yes.
And so she called me and said, Nancy, this is the opportunity of your life. I said, I can hardly find my shoes in the morning. I can't be a production manager. But I was available. So that's why I'm in it, is I was available. So I thought, well, I did call, and Hal came and picked me up, and was a friend to me instantly, and we could instantly talk.
Nice.
So that's the way it has been. This whole film is a deep conversation about humanity.
Wow.
And at first I didn't really know that I liked it because the first part is so highly technical and systematic, and I couldn't understand a thing. It was just gray matter drooping out the side. I watched it go down.
Right.
But the next part is where the family, I'm into families.
Yeah, yeah.
I've worked with children all my life. And I'm like the old woman in the shoe. I've got so many children, I didn't know what to do. I do believe in families as the core of our life in our society. We've got to keep them. They are our root. This family in this show does stay together.
Uh-huh.
There were opportunities. He told me about the writing of it where you differed in your decision about where they would go.
Oh, there were arguments.
Yeah.
Always are.
Yeah. It's part of the creative process. And because I understand that, that's one reason I'm comfortable in a setting, a creative setting, which has to have positive and negative, because it's part of creation.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, to understand that's a real helpful thing. You don't get upset that long.
Yeah, yeah.
about things, because you know there'll be a one side, the other side, and then an integration somewhere. You're nodding.
So, yes. Yes. So did this film live up to your standards for being a humanist family show?
Yeah, in the very end, what moved me, I'll give it away here, what moved me was the scene in the swimming pool, in the ship,
right,
where the family reconciles together, and well, those are the ones remaining after the death of the father.
Mm.
But it's the father who... Oh, that's not the scene. That's the follow-up scene. But the actual scene is where he takes the hands of his wife and the daughter,
mm-hmm.
who are so...
they have a thing going on.
It's not
smooth.
Angst and loss and anguish and anger that this happened. And one of us, each of them, the child thinks the mother's at fault. And yet she made the decision, so it's just full of that air of chaos, emotional chaos.
Right.
And that's where they stay together. The father takes his last gesture is to bring one's hand and put the other hand.
Yeah.
So I can work with this film.
Right.
Because it's families that stay together.
Right. It isn't always smooth sailing. A little backfill for the audience. So there's something that happens on the planet that they go travel to that the daughter doesn't think the mother, who's the commander, that she made the right decision. And so that creates this big rift between the two in their relationship.
Yeah.
For some reason, mothers and daughters don't always get along, Nancy. I don't know why.
Oh, it's called growing up and becoming individuals. And making the choices, and that's another key issue. There are really, I've studied a lot of human development, so I kept finding little touches of wisdom that could fit in here. But one of them that was in there was, did I make the right choice? That's the issue.
Right.
And there's a moment in there where somebody is saying that you're not really... In order to be a human being, you need to make choices.
Mm.
And when they're denied the choices, when they come back to the earth, and they're denied the choice of what kind of food they want to eat.
Mm.
And here, one of the issues of our cast is what foods can we eat?
Yes.
And I was kind of put in charge of food, because of being interested. Just,
right.
You know, I'm sitting in the... In the office, the beginning, trying to figure out the computer, he's telling me what to do.
All this pressure, Nancy's production manager.
It's a learning curve, and he's helping me with that. And then I'm hearing something that I can relate to, which is food.
Oh,
I'm into healthy food, and it's helped me recover from major illnesses. Is having the right foods, and so it's very vital to me when I hear the talk about food.
We're ready for actors to start coming in, please.
We need to have the right food for the people. Anyway, and the choices that are part of that. So it's just the concept of choice is important for your health, your well-being, a long list of what it's good for. And that was brought out in this film, the lack of choice. That's why they go. other issue is music, because that's held them together. The father plays, I still haven't heard that song they play, Lush Life. I have no clue what it sounds like, but they do that when they're about to crash. They're afraid their mother's going to lose her life. He says, now's the time to go play Lush Life. But they become a combo, the father and the two children, evidently. And that music gets transferred to the rest of the galaxy, and so they have a welcome in the rest of the galaxy, another place in the galaxy, that knows their music. And so, number one, that music has held that family together during fear, as they came together, and the father was instrumental in that, literally and figuratively instrumental. And it also shows them where to go. It's where they can make music. Nice. So it's a touch of hope in there. It's not total failure. You can choose different points of view about it. And the one that comes to me is uplifts humanity.
Nice.
By what doesn't happen and what does happen, and how people think about it. It's about thinking. And there's a lot of learning about science in this. My gosh. There's homeschool. I'm a homeschooler. There's a homeschool in the middle of this flight.
Oh, right.
And they're learning about Einstein's theory of relativity.
Yes.
And the Doppler, that's Doppler effect. I guess I kind of heard that before. Oh, time dilation.
Time dilation, thank you.
And I couldn't understand it. I looked it up on Google and thought and thought and learned and learned.
The twin paradox.
Yeah, and the twin paradox. Yeah. That's all in there.
Yeah.
Just touched upon,
physics,
but not explained.
Right.
And I'm wanting it to all be explained. But he leaves it a mystery, so he hopes people will look it up afterwards.
Yeah.
So I looked it up in the beginning. Anyway, it's been a wonderful learning experience. The curve went up and I barely went along with it. So I think I've learned something. And I've met some wonderful people in COVID time where we're all sheltering.
Yeah.
Here we are plowing through all the barriers.
Right.
The COVID barriers.
Thanks, Nancy. Perfect.
Thank you.
The Xenophobes is available right now on Amazon Prime Video. You can rent it for around $4 if you watch it and enjoy it. The single best thing you can do for us is to leave a star rating and a review on Amazon. And for goodness sakes, tell your friends to watch it too. For an indie film like ours, every review helps new people find us. You can find behind-the-scenes photos and updates on our Facebook page at facebook.com/apistrophepictures. There is a link in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. If you're using a podcast player, they're right there in the interface. If you downloaded the show from a website as an MP3, go back to the website where you got the MP3 and you will see the show notes there. And if you want more about the making of the film or some cool banners, type into your favorite search engine, LancerKind.com/xenophobes/banners. There, the magic of the search engine will bring you right to my doorstep, and you will be able to click and download whatever banner you need for whatever social media situation you've got. Sport your colors and show off to people about this film. So that will help spread the word, and we will love that. You should download your Xenophobes banner today. Next episode, we meet Morbin Heim, who plays Lieutenant Ellis Abraham, the officer of communications. So what was your favorite scene?
When we landed on Gliese and we were trying to communicate with the robot and actually having that moment of hope that we're almost there. And then everything went to